بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى Our creator, sustainer and nourisher Peace and salutations be upon our noble leader and master Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم My respected elders and brothers Indeed we are very very fortunate that on a Saturday evening Allah تبارك وتعالى has afforded us this opportunity Of coming and spending some time in the companionship of his awliya and his friends حضرت جلال الدين رومي رحمة الله عليه حضرت Yak muddat ba sohbat awliya, behtar astad sala ita'at bariya. That if a person, he spends one moment in the companionship of the awliya and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is better than making 100 years of ibadatul ikhlas. This something perhaps we cannot understand. Like for example, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, that a person that gives sadaqah, yamhaqullahu riba, وَيُرْبِ الصَّدَقَاتِ A person that gives sadaqah in the path of Allah, Allah Ta'ala increases the wealth of a person. Outwardly, when we look at it, a person has got 100 rand, he takes out 10 rand and gives this in sadaqah. His wealth is decreasing. But this is the nizam and this is the system of Allah Ta'ala. So similarly, a person who spends time in the companionship of the awliya of Allah Ta'ala, this is the type of reward a person will get. We find many, many people, many a time they think that I'm a write-off, I will not get anywhere in life. But the moment they come into the companionship, in the sohbet of these awliya, you find that they change their life and they themselves become awliya. Therefore one buzruk says, that nigaah wali mein wo taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaro ki taqdeer dekhi. In the nazar and the nigaah of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the effect that we have seen, that the lives of thousands and thousands of people have changed. Ulama explain this point, where they say that if a person, he grazes the sheep and the goats, he remains with them all the time, then you find that this will also have an effect on a person, humbleness will come into him. Why? Because this is the quality of goat and this is the quality of sheep, that they are very, very humble. A person, he stays with horses, we find the quality of bravery will come into a person. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Adiyat, the quality of the horse, that how loyal is that horse. فَوَسَّطْنَا بِهِ جَمْعًا That horse will jump right into the midst of that battlefield, it will be loyal to the master. Yet Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٍ That insan is so nashukar. So therefore we find that here by coming in the sohbet of these awliya, this is the effect that it will have. Therefore we should make a niyat, we should make an intention that why have we come here? We have come for our islah. We have come to gain the marifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come to take from the bosoms of these awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without taking much time, we will now commence our program. First we will have an ash'ar by Hazrat Maulana Abdul Qadir Bayasa.
یہ حضرت مولانا شاہ کی محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ کلام میں سے پیش خدمت ہے حضرت کا کلام عارفانہ عاشقانہ کلام ہے اور اس کلام کا عنوان ہے گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو عشق اے دوست تو ہم سب کا اے معیار ہو عشق اے دوست تو ہم سب کا اے معیار ہو متبع سنت اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو نور تقویٰ سے سراپا نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو نور تقویٰ سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملہ
عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا، جا فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، جا فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، سر بکف تیار ہو، جا فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، سر بکف تیار ہو، عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا، عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملا، جا فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، جا فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، سر بکف تیار ہو، جا فدا کرنے کو ہر دم، سر بکف تیار ہو، عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو آیا، عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو آیا، خواہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو، خواہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو، عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو آیا، عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو آیا، خواہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو، خواہ رفتار ہو گفتار ہو کردار ہو، صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر، صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر، اجتناب معصیت، اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو، اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو، صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر، صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو عطا ہوگی مگر، اجتناب معصیت ہو، اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو، اجتناب معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو، عشق کامل کی علامت، عشق کامل کی علامت یہ سنا کرتا ہوں میں، عشق کامل کی علامت یہ سنا کرتا ہوں میں، آشنائے یار ہو بیگانائے اغیار ہو، آشنائے یار ہو بیگانائے اغیار ہو، عشق کامل کی علامت یہ سنا کرتا ہوں میں، عشق کامل کی علامت یہ سنا کرتا ہوں میں، آشنائے یار ہو بیگانائے اغیار ہو، آشنائے یار ہو بیگانائے اغیار ہو، ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دے نفس کو، ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دے نفس کو، گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو، گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو، ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دے نفس کو، ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دے نفس کو، گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو، گرچہ وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو، اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی، اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی، بے عمل کوئی محبت، بے عمل کوئی محبت کا علم بردار ہو، بے عمل کوئی محبت کا علم بردار ہو، اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی، اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ، اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی، بے عمل کوئی محبت، بے عمل کوئی محبت کا علم بردار ہو، بے عمل کوئی محبت کا علم بردار ہو، جب کسی بندہ پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص، جب کسی بندہ پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص، دم میں وہ زن نور ہوگا، دم میں وہ زن نور ہوگا، گھر سے وہ زن نار ہو، دم میں وہ ذنور ہوگا گرچہ وہ ذنار ہو. جب کسی بندہ پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص, جب کسی بندہ پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص, دم میں وہ ذنور ہوگا, دم میں وہ ذنور ہوگا گرچہ وہ ذنار ہو. دم میں وہ ذنور ہوگا گرچہ وہ ذنار ہو. حضرت والا کا مقطع ہے شادی میں. عمر بھر کا تجربہ, عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہے یہ دوست تو, عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہے یہ دوست دو. گھر خدا چاہے, گھر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. گھر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہے یہ دوست تو, عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہے یہ دوست تو. گھر خدا چاہے تو پہلے, گھر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. گھر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو.
جزاك الله احسن الجزاء. In the poem, basically what was mentioned is that if a person wants Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then first try to inculcate the love of the lovers of Allah ta'ala. When we will have the love of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then they will connect us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This morning also the dua of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was recited. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. That Allah, we ask you for your love and the love of those people that love you and the love of those actions that will take us to your love. So here we find in the middle is the lovers of Allah ta'ala. They will connect a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. And they will also connect us to those amal that will take a person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we come to the final program. We will ask Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahab Daum Barakatum, our Sheikh, our Ustad and the Muhtamim of the Madrasa to address us.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم, يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه, فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه, فيه الأفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته, لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك, فإن مع العسر يسرا، إن مع العسر يسرا، فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, I just feel we have to just very briefly translate this poem. It is Hazrat's Kalam, and the Noor, Anwarat and Barakat which is in Hazrat's Kalam, we can never possess that. And there are so important things which Hazrat discusses. Usually I go but in detail, but I'll try my best just to try and stick to the translation with little bit explanation. Agar khuda chahe to pehle aashiq abrar ho. If you want Allah, as Maulana explained also, first become the lover of the lovers of Allah. And this also Hazrat has said, Hazrat Shaykh was Maulana Abrarul Aqsa. So first become the lover of your Shaykh, then you'll get the love of Allah Ta'ala. Ishqa e dosto, Hazrat says that ishq, love of Allah Ta'ala, oh my friends, hum sabka ye mi'yar ho. We must have this, our criteria of the love of Allah. Muttabi'i sunnat ho, what is the sign? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ. Sunnats must be in our life. Or bid'at sabi bezar ho. And all bid'at, innovations, that must be not in our lives also. When we think of bid'at, we think of people who do bid'at, all types of bid'at, etc. But anything, the ulama at a level speak that even if a person, for example, is a Salafi, he's also a bid'at, bid'ati. He has brought new things into our deen. Anything, modernism, all these new birthday parties, all these things, that is a bid'at, it's a new thing in deen. All these things here. So a person must have pure sunnah and completely alienate himself from every other thing which is besides sunnah. Don't only keep that one certain type of bid'at in our mind. Ittiba'i sunnati nabawi say, dil sarshad ho. And when you follow sunnah, you must feel that happiness in your heart. Don't as a burden, I got to be, I have to wear beard, the woman that we have to be in burqa, but happy, sarshad ho. I'm following my Nabi, the greatest of all. Allah has given that happiness in our heart, there must be. Noor e taqwa se sarapa hamile anwar ho. And by the noor of taqwa, abstaining from sin, etc., a person will be noor completely. So a person must stay away. And noor is such a thing, people will like you. If really deen is coming in our lives, see, is my family resenting me or are they liking me? Are we having problems with my friends? Are they resenting me? Taqwa and the anwar of taqwa will bring people closer. Like we explained yesterday, sirajam munira. When we become like that, everyone likes light. Nobody likes darkness. So if we got bad habits, and the most our bad habits, our family will know. So they will be the ones who will resent us. They will know that we are making a big show outside. But inside, they know exactly what we are. The best criteria to see is in the family, that what is our relationship. Aashiq-e kamil ke bas hai ye alamat-e kamila. And aashiq-e kamil, a true lover, what is the sign of what is the complete sign of his complete love? Jahan fida karne ko har dam sar bakaf tayyar ho. He's prepared to give his life all the time. In other words, he's carrying his kafan with him all the time. When Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah ali was being tried for treason by the British, that he went against the government, so they asked him, so he said, yes, I don't like the British, I'm against them. They say, you know what is the penalty? He asked, what's the penalty? They said, death penalty. He took off his amama. He said, I brought my kafan with me. I'm ready. I want it. I'm not defending myself. I'm open. So like this, all the time a person is ready. And this is at every level. For example, your shaykh's khidmat, you're all the time ready for your shaykh's khidmat. For example, for deen's khidmat, for any type of deen's khidmat, you are ready for it. You don't nafsku nahi churata hai. Doesn't keep you are ready whatever time. And if the time comes for jihad, you are ready for jihad also, to give your life. That is the sign of the complete love of Allah Ta'ala. Ishq-e sunnat ki alamat har nafas se ho aya. And the sign of the love of sunnat must be in every breath of ours. خواہ وہ رفتار ہو, گفتار ہو, کردار ہو. Whether it is how you are conducting yourself, whether it is how you are walking, whether it is your character in any and everything, whether you're talking to somebody on the phone, sunnah must be apparent from there. Whether you are opening the door of your house, sunnah must be apparent. Every step of ours, sunnah must be apparent. Sohbat-e Murshid says, nisbat to ata hogi magar. Nisbat you will get. And connection, you'll even get khilafat. By staying with your sheikh, he will give you khilafat also. You'll have connection also with him. But what is very important, ijtinaab-e maasiyat ho, zikr ki takrar ho. Abstinence from sin, and all the time zikr of Allah also regularly. Not that I got khilafat, now you're not watching your eyes, what you are, where you are looking, what you are doing, etc. No zikr also. How many got khilafat, but no namaz also in our lives? What kind of khalifa? Forget not with jamaat, not even at home namaz. And then we still carry on like big buzurgs, etc. How many of us are still very weak in the very basics also? Ishq-e kamil ki alamat ye suna karta hoon main. Hazrat says, I keep on hearing from my buzurgs, elders, that what is the sign of the true love? Ashnai yaar ho. You must be friends with your friends. Good with the ahlullah, with the awliya. Pure, true love for them. Beganai akhyar ho. And from other people, no contact. Today, la ilaha ula, wa la ilaha ula. We not this side, we not that side. We got one feet with our akabir also. We got another foot with the salafis also. We got one feet with our akabir also. When they come, oh, our buzurg, hadrat, and we introduce him, etc. Modernists come, they also, we are with them also. No, we must cut off. One side you must be. Many with our mashaykh also. Our sheikh, then alhamdulillah, we are with him also. Some other sheikh, it looks like we got how many sheikhs. Then we are fully with that sheikh also. We don't, our mashaykh and ahlullah, you don't cut off from them. But your ta'alluq with your sheikh must be your ta'alluq with your sheikh. So that the connection we must have in that way. Hey, yahi marzi khuda ki hum mita de nafs ko. What does Allah want from us? Our nafs must be annihilated. If we are not annihilating our nafs, and in front, and the practice is in front of the sheikh, but then see everywhere how much have we annihilated our nafs. Or is our nafs still very strong? We're still going on to porn sites. We are still going on filthy, making contact with other people. We are still at home. Our anger is not under control. Swearing, screaming, and such vulgar language we are using. No, when nafs will be completely annihilated, these things will not be there. So this is that, hey, yahi marzi khuda ki, hum mita de nafs ko. Karche wo sare jahan kabhi, koi sardar ho. You can be the king of the whole world also, but your nafs you must destroy. You must annihilate it. Achha, aur bhi hai. Achha. That is what is required. By ibadat also, not that your nafs become more bigger, and you are proud, I make tahajjud, I sacrifice so much, I did this, I did that. No, the more you annihilate yourself. Uski sohbat se nahi kuch fayda hoga kabhi. And you will not get any fayda if you spend your whole life also with your sheikh. With a sheikh kamil also, koi be amal, koi muhabbat ka alam bardar ho. You got no amal in your life. Always, oh, my sheikh, I love my sheikh, I'm fida on my sheikh. And you talk big talks of muhabbat, but no amal in your life. That's not going to count at all. Jab kisi banda par hota hai khuda ka fazl-e khas, when Allah's special mercy descends on a certain person, dam mein wo zunnur hoga, garche wo zunnar ho. He can be a person of the fire, but in a second he will become a person of nur. And our kalima, la ilaha illallah. The minute you read your kalima, then a person who is a jahannami, 99-year-old kafir, immediately becomes a jannati. A person who was mabghuz, hated by Allah, just by reading the kalima, he becomes mahbub of Allah Ta'ala. A person who was nari, he was going to the fire, immediately he becomes nuri. And this is Allah gave us the kalima. Allah gave us tawbah and istighfar. So we should always have that with us. Umar bhar ka tajruba akhtar ka hai ye dosto. This is my whole lifelong experience, Hazrat says. Gar khuda chahe, to pehle aashiq-e abrar ho. If you want Allah, then first become the lover of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. This is the system Allah has kept. If you want Allah, which is the actual final thing, but you'll never get it without Muhammadur Rasulullah. And Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will never get until the whole chain from Hazrat Abu Bakr, Umar, Farooq, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhum, and the whole chain till above us. Until we're not connected with that, we won't get to Muhammadur Rasulullah. And anywhere a chain, you cut it at one place, the whole chain is gone. Whether you cut it at your ustads, that I'm sufficient for myself, I don't need a sheikh, I don't need the ustads, I can do everything on my Google, I can whatever I want to, everything is on the internet. You cut yourself off, you'll cut yourself off from this whole line. So the object is Allah, but you can only reach there in this way. Allah has kept this way. May Allah give us proper understanding, inshallah. I read the surah Alam Nashrah. Before that, very briefly, one sunnah which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say, and the importance of sunnah we can also understand from the words of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu when they conquered Baytul Muqaddas. And when he went there and he changed his clothes according to the advice of some of the Sahaba, that these are very elite people, sophisticated, that the camel you came on, sit on a nice horse, change your dressing. According to some riwayat, Hazrat Umar changed, but he felt uneasy and he went back into his old clothing. And according to some, he didn't at all. Anyway, then he said these words, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ أَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. We are a nation that Allah gave us our izzat in Islam. Not in clothing, not in what kind car you're driving, not in what kind house you're living in. How much of Islam and deen we got in our lives. Now that is our izzat. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ. Every person, his level of judgment is different. We will be judged by Allah how much of Islam we have got in us. نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ عَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَإِنْ نَتْلُبُ الْعِزَّ فِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ. If we seek our respect today in things besides Islam, we're seeking it today, my bank balance, my properties, my investments, my connections with who I got, etc. And you hear the jargon of the business people, you hear the jargon of the other people, all other things are important. But ours is on the basis of Islam. And if we look for our respect and we look for our honor, anything else besides Islam, أَذَلَّنَ اللَّهُ. Allah will once more disgrace us. And that is exactly what we see. Hey, today we got the picture of Islam and the reality of Islam we haven't got. Though we are the Muslims, the most Muslim countries in the world are Muslim countries. Even if they just by name. But the constitution says we're an Islamic republic, we're a Muslim country. The resources, the greatest resources of the world, oil, Allah has predominantly put it in Muslim countries. The wealth Muslims have got, everything. But in spite of that, Islam we haven't got. The reality of Islam, we are being treated by like animals by the non-Muslims. Because with the reality of Islam. So this, and that will come by sunnah. How much we have got sunnah. And not only the outward sunnah, which is also very important, but also sunnah from morning to night, from birth to death. All the time we should be bringing sunnah into our lives. Who of us got that consciousness that in the past week, the past month, the past year, which sunnah have I brought in my life? One pious lady in Mozambique, she tells her family from time to time, Dekho, hamare ghar se deen ja raha hai ya deen a raha hai. Who of us considers whether deen is coming into our lives, deen is going out of our lives, how many sunnats are we practicing? We're just happy that we are in jamaat work, we are in khanka work, we are a whole lot alims in our family, we are all right. But deen, is deen coming in our lives or is deen going out of our lives? May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So one great sunnat is miswak sunnat. We should try and use the miswak. In the hadith it comes that, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ بِالسِّوَاكِ أَفْزَلُ مِنْ سَبْعِينَ الصَّلَاةً بِدُونَ السِّوَاكِ. Any namaz with miswak is more superior 70 times than a namaz for which we did not make miswak. And Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi has written, inna sunnat as-siwak tudhakkiru kalimat shahadatin inda al-maut. The sunnat of miswak, the barakat of it, you will be reminded to read kalima shahadat at the time of maut. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The surah is a famous surah. Most probably all of us know of it also. Know it off by heart. We read it also. There are three aspects that I would like to explain it. May Allah give tawfiq, give barakat in time also, inshallah. One is the uluwe shan, the high position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which is the main object of this surah. The other, it is a whole journey of suluk, of our path to Allah Ta'ala. It is our GPS. It is our navigator, how to reach Allah. Right from the beginning, what our condition is, how we will go through intermediate conditions, how we will change and we become the lovers of Allah also, and then also what conditions will come, and right the final condition also. So this is a wonderful exposition of this also. Then thirdly, also it is for all the worldly people also, for any person, Muslim and for non-Muslim also, the ups and downs of life, the difficulties and hardships of life, how to overcome them. All this is explained in the surah. Of course, an hour or so, we can never ever do justice. Our whole life, we cannot do justice to any one ayat of the Quran Sharif also. So, and Allah Ta'ala has filled the uloom of or the whole world's uloom, Allah has put it in the surah here. And if with this understanding, now we read the surah in our namaz, or we hear the imam reading, wallah, we will see that namaz value, where it will go. We will feel that, we will realize that namaz of mine now, and the surah, when this reality will come into us to whatever extent, and now we read, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah, it will be completely different. And what enjoyment we will get. Not only when we go to Rauza-i Mubarak, here also when we are reading Durood Sharif, even just sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we know now what Allah has explained in the surah, who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. What enjoyment and nur will come into our heart. So may Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq to try and do some justice, etc. Let us listen carefully, inshallah, and make niyyah that Allah brings this reality and brings this love of deen and a change in our lives by this great surah. In fact, Allah says that Allah opens your heart. May Allah open our hearts, inshallah. So the surah, it starts off with Alam nashrah laka sadrak. This is really, in essence, a continuation of Surah Wadduha. Alam najidka yatiman fa'awa, wa wajadaka dhalan fahada, wa wajadaka a'ilan fa'aghna, alam nashrah laka sadrak. But this subject matter was so important that it has been made a separate surah on its own. So there also Allah enumerated His great favors on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was before Nabuwat, Allah's Nabi. And Imamul Anbiya, what position Allah gave him. His khidmat of the creation. He himself was an orphan. And didn't we find you as an orphan? And then we made you totally independent. From where? What we say, rags to riches. What are rags to riches? From where Allah Ta'ala took Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A person that وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا. When you came out from the wombs of your mothers, you knew absolutely nothing. Who gave you all this knowledge? What Allah gave to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From where to where? أُوتِيتُ الْعِلْمَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَالْآخِرِينَ. I've been given the knowledge of all the people of before and the people of latter times. What uloom Allah Ta'ala had given Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then, وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًا فَهَدَى. You did not know your direction to Allah. You did not know, and nobody can know who Allah is. What the qabr is, what qiyamat is, only when Allah informs you. And when that comes, and this is also the beginning part of suluk. That before a person becomes murid, then what is his condition? He doesn't know Allah Ta'ala. He hasn't got ma'rifat of Allah. He hasn't got the ishq and love of Allah and His Rasul and of Deen. And then when Allah opens your heart, where Allah Ta'ala takes you. Desiye Hazrat Maulana Shah Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali gave a very beautiful example. He says, we all drink tea, but take four lessons from tea. What is the first lesson? That this tea, which we are enjoying now, hot tea, first it was plain water. Name was water also. And the price also, tea, you will pay 10 ren or something. But water, people will give you free of charge. The price difference also. The effect of tea, it lifts you up. And the effect of water, it cools you down. And then the name also was different. The color of water, clear completely, you can see through it. Color of tea, black. Tea itself mainly, afterwards you add the milk, it is black. So from there also, we learn that a person, before he becomes bay'at, then he is like, this tea was water. The tea was just water. But, and you thought yourself, I'm very clear, my ikhlas is in order, my istinja is alright, I'm alright, I don't need anyone. But when you make true contact with a sheikh, and you listen to one or two, a few of his bayans, then you realize I'm still nobody. And really, whether you're an ordinary person, whether you're an alim, whether you're a mufti, and you listen, like how many of our friends explained this morning, one time we heard, we realized that no, I'm still nowhere. Now you become like that black tea, you realize, after you make contact. So Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, this plain water, when he just stayed in the company of tea leaves, a tea bag, for 2-3 minutes, a change came into it. Now it is called no more water, now you say tea. The price changed, name changed, the price changed also. The effect changes now. That water was cooling you down, tea lifts you up. That water was clear, now you realize my faults. But the condition is that it must be hot water, boiling water. If you put tea leaves in cold water, nothing will happen. From there we listen, if you have your share, but you got a cold relationship, no contact, you hardly ever think of him, you don't even make any contact, you just became bay'at, and no majlis also, nothing whatsoever. And nowadays, you can listen on the internet if you are far away, etc., but nothing, you got no interest, then you're not going, you will be cold, and you'll just remain like that. But if you have a hot relationship, all the time, and you inform your sheikh of your condition, you ask him for du'as also, you ask him for islah also, then you will move forward. So now that water became black, now the sheikh will make effort on your ibadat, correct your ibadat, if your contact is there. Now he will be putting the milk in. Now whiteness will come. But that is still not sufficient. Then he will make effort on your akhlaq, your character. And with that now, he'll put the sugar in the tea. But just putting the sugar is not sufficient. It must be stirred also. And you can't stir with a straw or with a twig. You need a teaspoon. And when you stir with a teaspoon in the cup, it knocks against the cup and it makes that sounds, which Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said, like the panel beater taking out the dents from your car that came in an accident. So all that knocks is giving now. It's fixing up your muamalat, your financial dealings also. Now when he does that, now the tea, we say in Urdu, labrez, labsoz, labdoz, nice full cup of tea, hot cup of tea, sweet cup of tea, and har roz. Such tea you want every day. So a person who will go through this procedure will become har dil aziz. Everyone will love him. So much so that the impossible will have taken place. Your life, your wife will express her love for you also. Otherwise, the wife is the last person to praise you, to express her love for you, etc. She always got problems. One couple, very pious people, Allah give them Jannat, mutalliq, they became bad. So the old man, he was very old, he used to phone regularly at that age, and what qualities he had. So he phoned, and then he said he would like his wife to speak to Appa. So I said, no problem also. And before that, he complained about his wife. He says everything nice in our house. Before we sleep, old people, where they went, they don't even hug anymore or anything. Say we hold hands also before we sleep. Even so much, that's a big thing at that age. The young people can't understand it. But when you come to that age, when you are cold and you're colder than a deep freeze also, just that holding the hands also is a very big thing. But he said only one thing, bokatlat, all the time cackling, all the time cackling. God complains everything. So anyway, he complained, finished, then he said, so I said, no problem, Appa is here, you can speak. So we could hear over the phone that they were talking. So she got angry. Tamune Amrit Huju wo phone karwane. Only you also, just now you want to phone and all that. She says, anyway, he said, now you have to speak, whatever. So when she came now, of course, very sweet. So nice, I wanted to speak to you so long and everything. And then she complained, Doho, hamesha barbar kara. All the time he's shouting, he's screaming, he's got his problems already. So like, but even the wife, if you go through this process, she will also show you love. And your house, wallah, I say without exaggeration, will become a garden of Jannat in this world. Go through this process. So anyway, a person finds himself in that condition before he starts his suluk, before he makes his tarbiyah, before he gets these qualities in him, that is how he finds himself. Then Allah enhances him. And with regard to the surah and the honor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there is a Makki surah which was revealed in Makkah Sharif. And what difficulties Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had to go through. How lot the enemy, every time they were behind him, wanted to assassinate him, causing him great harm. What conspiracies, what propaganda they used to make, we cannot imagine. What are the cartoons of today? Nothing whatsoever. Today, not only the enemy is trying to hurt Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, today the Muslims, how we are living. And we go in front of Rauza-e Mubarak and what our outward condition is. Forget the inward condition. We are causing so lot of iza. And how many surahs have been particularly revealed that we must not cause any harm, inconvenience, either to hurt the feelings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But how much with our actions, we are called the Muslims, we are called the Ashiks, and we are causing either, and we are causing inconvenience to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what difficulties Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going through. Allah revealed this ayat that all that what you are going through, the difficulties, and each person can think for himself also. And everyone, unfortunately, everyone think that I got the biggest problems in the world. Every husband that my wife, she doesn't treat me. Every wife thinks my husband, he doesn't treat me well. Everyone, the student, my ustad don't like me. Children, my father don't like me. My mother don't, they say openly, my mother don't like me, my father. The parents say our children don't appreciate us. Everyone bichara handa ikla mazloom che. Everyone is, all the problems of the world is on every individual. Everyone takes it like that. I got so big problems. What other people got problems? And your small problems like a storm in a teacup you are making it. If you see other people's problems fairly, you will realize I got no problem. I have to make shukr. And on our tongue, no shukr comes. Problems come. And how many favors of Allah upon us. But we don't think of those favors. We think that I got so many problems. Everyone who writes or who contacts, my problems are like this. I got so heavy problems. But so, and what were the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? We cannot imagine. And the person who is the more closer to Allah, Allah puts him through more difficult tests and hardships also. Many people also, they feel that, for example, Maulana, Hazrat, they got no problem. In their house, all are pious angels. No problem with parda, no problem with anything. We, my wife, our family, my in-laws, they don't accept all this. They don't, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we think that, Nabi sallallahu, for him to practice on deen was very easy. He was Allah's Nabi, and deen was alive. But how did it come till there? There were 360 idols in Kaaba Sharif. And to get rid of them, what was the kufr tariqa? What was the zulmat and darkness before Islam? What was the lives of the people? The munafiqeen, the inside, the kuffar, the Jews, everyone. How lot of problems? What Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said problem? We got no problems whatsoever. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paved the way for us. We just have to walk it today. We haven't got all those problems. So in view of all that, Allah Ta'ala now relieved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That this what you are going through, the phase is over now. Now we're going to open the doors for you. And where Allah Ta'ala started, your outside problems that you have, which you think are big, I got financial problems, I got health problems, my rent, monthly rent, I got a problem, my water and light, I haven't got money to pay, I got this problem, I got this person doesn't like me, my boss doesn't like me, whatever it can be. But the biggest problem is inside you, when your heart, and you got worries, middle of the night you wake up, I wonder what is going to happen. Yeah, now what is going to happen? The people who got problems, a drug problem. People who got problems, who are alcoholics. People who got, humanizers. They just can't come out of it. They hate themselves. People who are on porn, they hate themselves. But they've got this big, big problems. And they just can't come out. People who can't guard their gazes. People who have got anger in them. People who can't get up for Fajr. This is our general conditions. Everyone, how the surah refers to all of us. All those problems you got, whatever else you got, all the time you are facing problems all the time. And no matter what you go into, don't think anyone is sitting and is just happy. Everyone has got problems. And we thinking of our problems, other people also. So Allah Ta'ala says to them, also one problem, for example, just to understand this, if you are lost somewhere, driving, walking, whatever it can be, you are on the wrong train, you are on the wrong, you went to the wrong airport. In a certain country, certain cities, they got two airports. And you, according to your time, you went to the one airport and your flight is at the other airport. Jeddah. The one is the Saudi airport, the other one is the foreign airlines. You went to the wrong one. And now there isn't time. And you got your children, you got your wife with you. And now you're a taxi again and all problems. What is your inside condition? Or you were going to the airport on time, puncture on the way. Or you were going on the time, taxi driver, his wife phoned him, your baby is very sick, they're going to hospital. He said, I'm sorry, I'm dropping you. I have to go there to home. Now you got a problem. Or different types of all the people are faced. Allah opens your heart for you. And when that alam nashrah laka sadrak, haven't we opened your heart for you? Whatever problems a person could face, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam directly Allah is addressing, we opened your heart for you. And now when your heart, you got the right direction. Now you are on time at the airport, you have checked in and you are sitting in the lounge comfortably. How sharh sadr. You got some problem that is facing. You don't know what to do. Must I open the shop or not? Must I close my shop or not? It's not doing well. And I still have to still carry on. Whatever, I don't know what to do. By which job must I choose? You want to get married. Which girl must I choose? Girl has got few proposals. Which proposal must I accept? Everyone, all the time. When Allah gives you sharh sadr, He opens your heart and your direction. Now you know this is my road, clearly. Once we were going to Chipata in Zambia, and we had reached in time at Lilongwe Airport, and just in time we were going to make it for a program that night in Chipata. So the driver, because of traffic late afternoon in Lilongwe, he thought he'll take a back road. But suddenly I noticed now he's doubtful. Now he's looking this side, that side. And they took promise, we must bring Maulana on time there. And he only had so much time that he could reach. Now he was very, very parishan. But after a little while, suddenly he saw his landmark. How he got relieved immediately. Like that a person, that relief Allah gives you from inside. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Had we not given you that relief, we gave you sharh sadr. We opened your heart for this matter. And whatever it can be, for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam particularly, that don't worry. The enemies are all around you. When Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat, the kuffar, what they had decided, that one person, young man, of every clan of the Arabs who were in Makkah Sharif, they will come with their swords and all of them will attack Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam together. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's clan, they won't be able to take revenge from them. Or they will settle for blood money. They say, we'll pay the blood money, but we'll have got rid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah informed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that trust in Allah, that sharh sadr. Imagine if you are somewhere and there are 10, 12 people with AK-47s outside, just waiting for you to stir, and they're going to shoot, all of them going to shoot at one time at you. What worries? Allah removed all this from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What sharh sadr Allah ta'ala had given. And this again applies to each one of us in our lives also. Whatever that you turn to Allah and your proper connection with Allah, Allah will open your heart. Then Allah explains that difficulties. Alam nashrah laka sadrak wa wada'na anka wizrak, and we had taken away the weight that was upon you. The way alladhi anqadha dhahrak, it was such a weight that it was breaking your back. You couldn't carry that weight. And physical problems are there. Sometimes you're carrying something too heavy, too hot or something, whatever. But emotional problems, problems which are in your heart, which in your mind, and everyone knows what worries a person goes through at different times, different stages, what worries you go through. So such great problems which are breaking your back, which are breaking you emotionally, which are breaking you, whatever problems you have got, and you're going to become a cabbage, you are going to become a nervous wreck, you're going to become a useless thing. Such problems are upon you. Such also, Allah opens it for you. You turn to Allah. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. You just make your turn and your direction towards Allah Ta'ala. And then, Allahu Akbar. For Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. With all those difficulties that were there, and the more the hardships, the more it is the fertilizer for you to grow. The more difficulties that you go through, children also, we make a big mistake that we spoil them. We give them what they want. We give them more than necessary spending money. One friend of ours, Salih Faqir Marhum of Binoni, in those days when there were very few millionaires, he was one amongst them. But his children, he used to keep them so strict. The more hardship and difficulties children go through, the greater they become in life. Many times we have seen, and this is Allah's system that works, children, the mother passes away when they're all still small. The mother is 35, 40, she passed away, she left 6, 7 children. Small children, not one married, also small children. The father passes, the whole world say, what will happen? When they are burying them also, what will happen? And people are crying crocodile tears, but nobody does anything. The only zubani kharaj. And that what's going to happen? Oh, we got feeling, this poor children, what is going to happen? But nobody will take out 5 rand and give also, or help out. Eh? But then, this very children, Allah makes them. And they shine in the world. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, often, his mother passed away, his father passed away, before he was born, his father passed away, and then where did Allah Ta'ala take him? So this is Allah Ta'ala's system also. So difficulties that we go through, the more the difficulties, and you challenge those difficulties, you approach them and you meet them in the correct way, Allah will take you very high. So never be frightened for problems also. Whether it's financial problems in our house, whether it is domestic problems, you face it, look at Quran and Hadith. In the light of Quran and Hadith and Sunnah, and for that, everyone cannot go to Quran and Hadith. We got our ulama, you got your mashayikh, those who are bayat, take their guidance. We have got this difficulty, we have got this hardship, how to approach it. And wallah, I can say, when we were, alhamdulillah, Allah gave us opportunity, we studied in Dioband, we call Qasmis, Diobandis, we sort of like proudly say it so, but the reality was nothing in us. We faced problems, we asked our ustaz, but it didn't make sense to us. We faced also problems in our life. Now we realize the solution to all this are what our mashayikh tell us, but it doesn't make sense to us. They tell us make tawbah, istighfar. We say, I got this problem here, big health problem. I got that problem. You telling me to read Durood Sharif. You telling me to make tawbah istighfar. You telling me to make tilawat. It doesn't make sense, all this. But this is the solution. So those people who take that solution, the Allah Ta'ala makes them rise very high. So Allah says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. We have made your position, your zikr, your name, your remembrance, we have made very high. Your zaat, your personality, your being, your deen, your maqam. Go and see in Medina Sharif now, at this moment. The people, endlessly people are coming. dying just to be in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What difficulties people go through just to be at Rauza-e-Mubarak. And everyone feels so honored. I was in Medina Sharif. I was at Rauza-e-Mubarak. How warafa'na laka dhikra. One very important point to ulama have written here. Allah says, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Allah could have said, Alam nashrah sadrak. وَوَضَعْنَا أَنْكَ أَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ وَوَضَعْنَا وِزْرَكَ أَلَّا كُلْ أَنْكَ أَلَّا إِيَدَ الَّذِي أَنْقَذَ ظَهْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ وَرَفَعْنَا ذِكْرَكَ. Everywhere, according to Arabic grammar, Allah brought jar and majroor. The reason for this is khususiyat, speciality. This was especially for you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that position which Allah had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by adding that words, Allah has made it exclusive, special, only for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That great position Allah had given for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But every individual also, we also facing problems. We also go through the procedure Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah ta'ala says when the people speak bad about you, attack you, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. You read tasbih, wastaghfir, you make tawbah istighfar, فَصَلِّ إِنَّ أَعْطَيْنَاكَ الْكَوْثَرِ فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. What you do, that you don't worry, that your enemy is speaking so bad about you, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's deen will die. He's got no male issue who became baligh. So there's nobody who's going to carry on with his mission. Those people died. Their names died. And their history couldn't keep their names alive. Islam's history kept their names Islam. Nobody should have known who was Abu Jahl. Nobody should have known who are the other enemies of Islam. There's no history of the kuffar. Islam's history, the people still know their name, though in a negative light. But it was Islam's history. And you, we have kept. وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرِ. Your enemies, what was the solution? And that is what we have to do. Bring deen in our lives. But we can't. You got a court case, you haven't got time for fajr. You haven't got time to make your namaz. You haven't got time for zikr. Any problem in fights we have got, in the family, in the community, turn more towards Allah. Towards the zikr. You got a problem with your family. You got a problem with your children. The solution to it is wallah, the deen of Allah. In earnestness, in seriousness, no problem. Many of us also today, another big musibat, misfortune that has come, that we are all in Western education. And we look, how many people, pious, good people, five time namazis, khanqa people, jamaat people, a problem? Marriage counselor, you have to go to the that person must have some degrees. Some illnesses, you have to go to the doctor. You have to go to marriage counselors. You have to, all their things. We are looking for solutions outside and our solutions are inside. So simple to understand that poor man who was living in a tin shanty, in a little hut, he had only one gold coin as his asset. He lost it. And he went and looked on the street for it. Looking, he can't find it. A friend came, helped him to look, can't find it. Then as usual, where you lost it? So I said, I lost it in my tin shanty. So he said, if you lost it there, why are you looking for it here? He said, there's a bright light here, the street light, very bright here. He can look for it there till the cows go home. It will never find it there. He'll have to look for it in a tin shanty. With a candle. No candle, just moving your hand around. Where it's lost, you can. Today, we're looking for our solutions. We're looking for our honor outside of Islam. And we lost it in Islam. We are looking in the glitter and glamour. We are looking for it in nightclubs. We are looking for it in resorts. We are looking for it in posh hotels. We are looking for it in posh cars. But we lost it in Islam. You can look for it till you die. You won't find it there. You have to look for it where you lost it. That deen, the reality of iman, yaqeen, have to come into your heart. So this is what we have to get. And wallah, a person who will bring this, you won't have to go to all court case, asbab, reasonable, yeah, there, you do something. But you put yourself right. Your five times, your aqidahs come right. And if you develop the love of Allah, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar. Allah, how won't Allah solve your problems? And you bring your five times namaz in order. And also, as somebody said so beautifully this morning, if you can't give up guna, why you gave up istighfar? Keep on making istighfar. Make your tawbah, make your istighfar. Start with Quran Sharif. Many people who are regarded so pious, many of them admit no Quran. This morning one friend of us told me that what you call it, alim, everything, half is jayyid, half is, but no Quran. He says, Alhamdulillah now, by coming Khanka regularly, now I read Quran Sharif regularly. And this is really, it's not farz. As such Quran. But really if you think, how can I live without Quran in my life? No Durood Sharif in our life. Gunas, not wholesale. Not manufactured and big, big factories of manufacturing guna. But no Tawbah Istighfar in our lives. Hey, how gunas we are committing, but no Tawbah Istighfar. These few basic things. Allahu Akbar. Qari Ari Amir Hassan Saab, Rahmatullah Ali of Jalla, sitting here on the mimbar, he told us, what is Islah? He said, we're not reading Yasin. Read Yasin, that is your Islah. He said, we're not reading one Durood, read 10 times Durood, that is Islah. We're not reading one time La ilaha illallah, zikr of Allah by which the whole world is in place. We're not reading it one time also. It's these few basic things we are not doing. In our talks, we talk of big, big things, etc. But the basics are still not in our lives. Hey? And each one of us, sincerely check yourself. The very basics, what am I doing? And doing that, wallah, Allah will give you wa rafa'na laka dhik. Not that of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah, and Allah has shown it. Fuzail ibn Iyaz, rahmatullahi alayhi, a highway robber, and addicted to his bottle. Malik ibn Dinar, a total dunya person, addicted to his bottle. And how many others, and now, presently sitting with us, how many people, where they were. But then Allah Ta'ala, with these few basic things, Allah raised them. And where? Bishr Hafi, rahmatullah alayh. He was called Hafi, he should walk barefoot everywhere. Because he should say, well, arda farashnaha, that Allah says, we have put carpet on the whole earth. He said, how can I walk with my shoes on the carpet? And in return, Allah honored him wherever he walked. The napaki, the impurities also, Allah should remove it. And also stones and thorns, etc. Allah made it for him barefoot he should walk. Anyway, how did he get his position? These few small, simple things. He was walking when he was, what a terrible condition. And he was not in his right mind. He was drunk, everything. But he found La ilaha illallah written on a paper and lying in the dirt on the ground. He couldn't tolerate it. He took it, he cleaned it nicely, and he put it in a high place. On that, Allah said, you honored my kalima, I will honor you. These are the things that, these simple things that we don't see. The small little things. A beggar comes to you, don't shun him. If you can't give him, you speak to him nicely. And if you can, try your best, even 20 cent, 50 cent. Even if he throws it down, it's a different thing. But you give him 1 rand, 5 rand. Whoever, how we treat the collectors who come. Everyone blanket ruling. They all fraudulence. They all wrong people. No, that is not our attitude. With other people, how many bad thoughts we have. The small little things that we do for somebody. Wherever Allah Ta'ala picks that person up and takes him to high, high places. If we start with our tawbah istighfar, we start with our tilawah, these few things, where won't Allah Ta'ala take? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. So a salik also, he's in that position. First, he hasn't got a direction in life. He doesn't know Allah. He doesn't know deen. And even if he's making namaz, but all, how much of us with doubts we are making our namaz? That is the life in the qabr. And a person who makes anything with doubt, what is the value of that amal also? One Maulana Imam Sahib was the imam in a masjid. And those committee people shouldn't pay their imams. They should do them down. So he said perhaps they will pay. 1 month went past. So they didn't pay him. Next month we'll pay you. Next month went past. Next month we'll pay you. So after the 3rd month still they didn't pay. Now he was sure they're not going to pay. And he had his doubts also. So they said, then he said, I'm leaving. So they said, okay, if you want to leave, but we can't pay you, we're not paying you. He says, 3 months also, I made namaz without wuzu. So you repeat your 3 months namaz. So when a person got doubt, then even his namaz without wuzu he'll make. That yaqeen in the heart, the kaifiyat ihsani are not there. And when these qualities come, then see your devotion. Otherwise, for a person who got that yaqeen, for him to stay awake the whole night in ibadat is easy. You haven't got that, Isha is a problem for you. You can't make it for Isha. Na'uzu billah, I must go waste my time. Though you, most of us, alhamdulillah, we're not at that level that we'll say. But in the heart, that rather I do something else. So this is that way. So a salik also at the start is in that condition. But when Allah Ta'ala opens his heart, Alam nashrah laka sadrak, and now you see your way, there is no other way but the way of Allah's commands, the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I become a die heart. Allah opened your heart. Then see, all your problems which were breaking your back, physically, emotionally, Allah will remove them also. Then Allah will take you, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ, and see how Allah will give you honor and respect in this world already, in the qabr, in akhirah. What won't Allah Ta'ala give you? وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ فَإِنَّا مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Remember also that now you have come, that with this high position, but still, test will come still. And every test comes with its solution. Every dark cloud has got a silver lining. And that silver lining is right around the cloud. Your problem is there, but you got your whole solution. Yeah, what a wonderful thing ulama of nahwa, of grammar in Arabic have written. That a ma'rifa, a proper noun. Like where, for example, somebody's name is a proper noun, etc. In Arabic, what comes with alif lam is a proper noun. When it is repeated, it is the same thing. There is no difference. And a nakira, a common noun. When it is repeated, it is two different things. So yeah, Allah says, inna ma'al usri, al-usr, which is a proper noun. So that, yusran, which is a common noun. So with every problem, there is a solution. Then Allah repeated, wa inna ma'al usri, again, al-usr, that means the same problem. One problem. What it, again, yusran. So that is a different solution. So Allah says, with every problem, we have given you many solutions. They are there. You got one problem and we have given you many solutions. We haven't given you for one problem, one solution. An Arabic saying says that if a problem enters a hole, then the solution enters with it. And it takes out the problem from the hole. So this is, a poet says so beautifully, either be kamalil balwa. When heavy problems have overtaken you. Many of us feel like that. Oh, I've got heavy problems. Financial problems, health problems, domestic, fighting, infection, heavy problem. When these problems become heavy in you, فَفَكِّرْ فِي أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ. You think about the surah Alam Nashrah. And see, for Allah's Nabi, who nobody could have bigger problems than Allah's Nabi. And the solution, turn to Allah. And with the simple things, tasbih, istighfar, durood sharif, namaz, tilawat of Quran. You turn to Allah Ta'ala. فَفَكِّرْ فِي أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ فَعُسْرٌ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ. Every problem is between two easy solutions. Whatever problem, no, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who can have such problems? Nobody ever. We think I got the biggest, but nobody, the whole world's problems are not equal to the problems that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had. So every problem, فَعُسْرٌ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ فَفْرَحْ. When you have thought of this, yeah, that my solution is here, now enjoyment for you. Your problems are gone. There are no problems left for you. So this is how Allah Ta'ala has made it. And this is reality. This is not some psychology of university where you do a PhD and that is permanent head damage. Or PhD you do there, which is Perawa Dimagh. Your head is gone upside down. This is Kalamullah, Allah's Kalam. And Wallah, Ad-Deenu Yusrun, Deen is easy. Allah has made it, but we want to make it difficult. We want to make it hard. We don't want to take the simple solution. Simple, your daily five times namaz, your tilawat, your zikr, just do all these things. And problems will just, you won't have to give up gunas also if you do this. Gunas will leave you and go away. You read seven times in a day, at any time, of Jahannam, seek protection from Jahannam. Jahannam will say that I don't want this person in me. You just read 7 times, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika minan nar. Nar, fire will say, I don't want this person. And you say, Allahumma inni as'alukal jannah. Jannat will say, oh Allah, I also want this person. He wants me, I want him. But we haven't got time for this. And sunnat wazifas. Allah give our mashayikh, our shaykh, jazawumullah khair. All our mashayikh, they have taught us on sunnat tariqah. Other mashayikh of other, they show you all other kind of durood sharifs also. Durood al-laki and durood al-taj and all others. What is sunnat tariqah is the simple. Sunnat ka tariqah, ashal tariqah. The easiest, akmal tariqah hai, ajmal tariqah hai. How sunnat, there is nothing easier than sunnat. Nothing more perfect than sunnat. Nothing more beautiful than sunnat. So our deen is so simple. So you just do that and see where Allah Ta'ala will take you. Mufakkir-e-Islam, Shaykh-ul-Islam, Hadrat Maulana, Shabbir Ahmed Usmani Rahmatullah Alayh, has given such a beautiful example on this instance here. He says, like you see a beautiful big palace mansion, which is actually a convention center. And in there are conventions for various halls of conventions in there. Like here, Calica Estate, they got that big convention center, etc. So here, a big, beautiful building and lot of halls of different conventions. A person, tourist, any person who got interest went there and he went into the one convention. What he finds there is a convention of all kings and rulers, prime ministers and presidents. And they are busy talking there of their, and big, big successful prime ministers, presidents, kings who ruled with justice and who ruled properly and the people were happy with them. But they also had problems. They also had to, and difficult things they are taking. There are people who are noting everything. There are journalists recording everything. And they are discussing all their difficult problems which they could not solve. And the impasses they were having. And there is somebody there sitting who is in charge of everything. And just with a flick of the fingers, he's giving this solution, he's giving that solution, which they were so great people they couldn't solve. And he's just solving their problem. Who is this? Oh, it's Hazrat Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He solved the problems of all the great kings when they were ruling. He goes into the next convention center. There all parliamentarians are sitting and discussing all their problems. How they couldn't pass this law. They had impasses there with their relations with another country. But they had problems with that president. They had problem with that country. And they couldn't solve it also. And they were great, great people who were regarded as the great, honorable people in this world. And what a convention is carrying on. But there is one person at every, just ishara, just a sign, and he's solving this problem, solving that problem. And of all the people from the beginning of the world till the end, he's solving all. Who is this here who is doing? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes into the next, they're all military people, generals of armies, and in the army, and what people, Shah Muhammad Fatih, who conquered Istanbul, and all the others, and great, great people. That Istanbul was conquered after 700 years. How to conquer Istanbul and all the wars in the world, Muslims, non-Muslims, all their problems. How to attack a country, how to defend the country. All the problems they are discussing. And in one sign, the person in charge is sorting out. Who is that? Nabi Kareem sallallahu. He goes into the next convention center. There he finds the people of fiqh, big kitabs of fiqh, Hidayah, Shami, etc. piled up there. And big jurists, Imam Abu Hanifa, Qazi Imam Muhammad, etc. All these great jurists are sitting and hair-splitting masail. With small things, how they are proving this is jais, that is not jais, it should be like this, this is Shafi maslak, that is Hanafi maslak. Big problems which they couldn't find solutions. And there, just with a sign, all these problems are being solved. Goes into another convention center, big muftis are sitting there. And they are all their fatwas and all their rulings they have to give. And they have got their problems and they are proposing it. They, amongst themselves, they're discussing, they're arguing, they're disputing. They put it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he solves all their problems. About life of the qabr, of akhirat, that big people, philosophers, etc. They're trying to say, what is the ruh? What is the life in the qabr? And they are all discussing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam just giving the answers one by one. Solving all the problems. Then mashayikh are there. Ahlullah are there. And they with all islah of the people. Islah of your own self. What is the solution to this? How to make that person's islah? And there all the answers are given just in a jiffy. So easily everything is answered. Every department of life you can think. From a dunya's point of view, from a deen's point of view, all these conventions, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is wa rafa'na laka dhikra. How high we have made your position. And every individual, how much Allah wants we exert ourselves, we try, and Allah opens, Allah will make you in that position. You will be able to guide people also now. Allah will make you that you can show people the way also. People who are down in all kufr and shirk also, bid'at also, Allah will open. And wallah, till today, this path of the suluk and ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala is such, how many people's problems? How, mashallah, we know we are absolutely nothing but the barakat of our shaykh and the barakat of this mubarak tariqah, how many people's lives have changed? And some people, you know, it's a false front, you can make out quite easily. But how many people you can make out genuinely how their lives have changed? How, what enjoyment they are getting in their lives? What a change has come into their lives? So Allah has given us that whole thing through the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, till today, he has solved the world's problem. And as our Shaykh, the Ahmad Barakatuh, Rahmatullah Ali also writes, and a reality, any person, if you are traveling, you are thirsty, you need water. And you leave your town and you go out on the in the jungle. You go out of town and you're looking for water, you'll see Miraj. It looks like water there. But when you come there, no water. And you'll carry on walking till the horizon, where the sky meets the earth. But when you reach there, you see the sky is not meeting the earth. You can walk the whole world round and come back there. If you want water, go back to the city. Go 1 kilometer, 10 kilometers back. Open a tap and water will gush out. So today, if we want solution, go to the city of Medina. Our solution is not going front. Our solution is going back. But it won't make sense to us. That we must go back to make our children alim, hafiz. No, we must send them university. They must get this degree, they must get that degree. Send our children to sit at home. Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi is written in his time, roughly 80 years ago or so, when the British were still ruling, that to keep your child as a street sweeper, as a tea maker, instead of sending him to school in those days, this is much more superior. His iman will be saved here. Today in our schools, Islamic schools, Darwin's theory of evolution is being taught. How many haram, kufr things are being taught? But that is faras for us. Whether my daughter's izzat goes, whether I know my son is doing all wrong, but university and the mahal and the environment of universities, but we won't go back to Medina. We will go forward to Paris, and we'll go forward to London, and we'll go forward to Washington. That is where we see our success, where all the lights are shining, etc. But we won't come back to our tent shanty and look for our lost gold coin here. And we have to return back. And it's not a difficult thing. It's tasawwuf and suluk is not difficult. To practice on deen is not difficult. Simple things that we have to just put straight. And also this realization, I can't put it straight myself. I need somebody to help me. I need somebody to guide me. And if it was so that we could do it ourselves, all should have been great buzurgs. But with those who have come and truly joined with the mashayikh in the proper way, Allah made them buzurgs. Their lives changed, their family's life changed. They came on the right path. Not just an outward thing that just when we go in jamaat, very pious, when we come back, everything back to square one. We go in the khankah, chilla, 40 days, but we come home back to square one. No, with at least some level of sincerity. And we bring that change. Nobody can be perfect. Nobody is an angel. Faulty we all will be. But at least that inner desire to be, just your direction is right. If you go on the right road and you get punctured also. And your car, of course. You fix it, you'll be back again. But if you're on the wrong road and you are going at a speed also, you are going more further away. So just be on the right road. In put your heart on the right road. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Even after you have come on the right path, we have made you وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا, then still challenges will come. But remember, don't be overtaken by the challenges. Don't make a whole mountain out of a molehill. Don't make a big storm in your cup. Small, small things. And for every problem, Allah has given not two, many solutions. And your problem is surrounded with solutions. But use the proper means. Don't use the wrong means. You got a puncture and you're using the wrong means. You get 5-10 people to lift up your car. You take a chisel and a 4-pound hammer to knock out your balls from the wheel. What a mess you'll make of everything. But you know you are old man, you are hard patient also. You'll plug in to unscrew your balls, you'll put it in the cigarette lighter, it will help you. You will lift your jack, not yourself also. You just join it with the cigarette lighter, it will lift your car. Slowly, take your little time, you'll change your wheel, you'll be back on your way. But if you learned how to do it. And for that we have to go to our mashayikh and ahlullah. And we learn from them. And then we will still face problems. Everyone is going to face problems. But you'll know how to sort them out. And you'll approach it in the right way. You want to catch a cat, don't hold it, don't catch it by the tail, as small children do. That cat will turn around and scratch you very badly. Hold it by the neck and you got the cat properly. So problems also, what we do, we catch it by the tail. Hey, we fight with one another. You did this. With the neighbors we're fighting. With that person we're fighting. Health problems we got. We don't attend to them in the correct way. Whatever problems, financial problems, solution to the biggest financial problems also are so easy. That first of all, that cut down on your expenses. For example, the biggest economy of the world presently, all they are doing, raising their credit limit all the time. Taking more credit, paying more interest, all they are working is for the banks. They are paying the banks all the time. So we also want to take credit from here. No, the solution is cut your expenses down. For a few months, for a few years, go through a little bit hardship, go through the difficulty, Allah will open your way for you. But we don't want to, we still have to live like the other people. We have to show them, we also, our wedding, we got no money. But we'll borrow from the bank interest money to make a haram wedding. How can we solve? When you take, Allahu Akbar, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali said, when you take your medicine to be poison, and you take poison to be your medicine, what hope can there be for your health now? So this is the simple solution. فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. And then you will reach the final destination. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. See now if ibadat is coming in your life. You made your islah also. If you have made your islah, your inclination towards Allah, automatically you will see you are cutting off from people. All that before you should like your company, make jokes and have discussions, and you sorting out the whole world's political problems, and you are sorting out every problem, and you got every solution, and you dominate every discussion also, and you know all the theories, the false theories. Conspiracy theories. You know who's controlling the world and you're dominating everywhere. But now automatically your heart inclines to Subhanallah. Durood Sharif. That is a sign you have gone on the right road, you have reached the right destination. Now your inclination towards deen, your inclination for preparing for akhirah, dunya you have done more than enough. Now you are freeing yourself. And now you have what itminan. Your namaz also, you can say, otherwise your whole namaz is your business. One time there was a difference of opinion whether the imam made in asr namaz 3 rakats or 4 rakats. One man who didn't appear to be dindar, very dunyadar man, with full conviction, he said the imam only made 3 rakats. Whereas all the other pious people also, ulama, all having a different 3-4, 3-4. So they asked, how can you be so sure? He said, I got 4 shops. And every day in every rakat of asr, I take hisab of each shop. That how the business today, yeah, how the business there today, I only completed 3 shops. So 100% imam only made 3 rakats. So this is our namaz is our business. Our sleeping, our eating in the family. We haven't got time for the wife. We are sitting there, but our mind, our heart is in the... When we go to sleep, our heart and mind is in the business. Sports people, their heart and mind in the sports. If you go through this process, you judge yourself. اقرأ كتاب كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا حسيبا. You will see clearly that now my heart, I'm enjoying Durood Sharif. My tilawat, people can be talking, I'll go and sit quietly one side. Reading my Quran Sharif. I have to finish my ma'mulat. I have to finish my tilawat. That is a sign now that you're on the right way. And فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ. In فَانْصَبْ is that ibadat which you feel you are making. Not just you made just short namaz and little bit you read and you get three times قُلْ وَاللَّهُ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مِنْ كُلِّ وِرْدٍ. That then I finish. I just read this. Finish now. I don't need anything else also. No, you start enjoying all this also. And فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَرَغَبْ. And towards your Allah, you have raghbat. You run towards, you enjoy. And as your time is coming, you are looking forward to dying also. You are even telling Allah, oh Allah, take me away now. I want to meet you. And yeah, I'm keen to meet you. No more hasrat and sorrow of the dunya. That this dunya, only worry you have, my gunas. I don't know how my maut will come. But oh Allah, I'm eager to meet you. When that are the signs, you pass through suluk properly. And you are on the right road of suluk, and you are with your right sheikh, and you are doing the right thing. But if this is not coming in you, something is wrong somewhere. Either you're not with the right sheikh, either you haven't done, you are not doing what you are supposed to do. Dunya's muhabbat is increasing. As you're growing older, you're shouting more with the wife all the time. You are all the time upset, fighting with this person, fighting with... You're not happy with yourself. You're not happy with your house people. You're not happy with anyone. Nobody appreciates me. Nobody understands me. You're making yourself miserable all the time. So somewhere you have made a mistake. But if it is the right, this is Surah Alam Nashrah. From where the surah took you, to what heights it took you, what you're still going to go through, and as the end comes, then you yourself will feel, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, you will have itminan of your things now. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiya. You are returning to Allah, and you are keen to meet Allah. Now when you on any deeni mission, whether you go in jamaat, you enjoy your time. You are not counting all the time. You go and sit in the toilet and you say, 29 days left, 28 days left. Every time, you're working out the hours now. So many hours left. You come in the khanka, you're not getting enjoyment. How much time is left now? You go to Makkah, Medina, you are worried already of your return. You hardly still came. But when you start enjoying your stay there, and you're looking forward to all this, then see the enjoyment. We come namaz late and we are the first to go. But then when your heart is in ibadat now, your heart is in the masjid, in making tilawat and zikr, then you have traveled, your GPS took you the right. Otherwise GPS takes you and throws you into a lake somewhere. And GPS takes you right in the middle of some location. And you get shot also there by some shots there by mistake. But if you're following the right GPS, it will take you to the right direction. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality. This is what is tasawwuf and khanqa. It isn't some khamakha just to get better eating, meeting and sitting and going away. No, but that we sit here and this reality comes. In the surah, Allah showed the great position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In the surah, Allah Ta'ala showed us for a salik, the beginning of a salik's life, how he goes through and where he reaches. Allahu Akbar. In the surah, even if you're not a salik, you're a dunya person also, and you're even a non-Muslim, the solution for them also, you follow the teachings of the surah, see where you were in your life, and where you will reach. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Read Durood Sharif, inshallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, put in our hearts by your kindness, by your extra special mercy, we beg of you that you put in our hearts that we realize the purpose of us coming in this world, why we are here, oh Allah. And then, oh Allah, let us act on that intention and purpose and make our lives accordingly, oh Allah. Oh Allah, you have given us this, how our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam strived and worked and showed us a clear-cut way and road towards you, towards our qabr and akhirat and towards Jannat, O Allah. He showed us everything that will be impediments, that will be rukawat, that will be stoppages. And He showed us the solution also of every problem. O Allah, put in our hearts that our solutions are 100% in deen, O Allah. And the deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has not changed, O Allah. Give us this realization. And that this is the deen that will remain till the day of Qiyamah. No new Nabi is going to come. No new Shariat and no new Quran is going to come. Let us put that reality into our hearts. And oh Allah, you have made deen easy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has given it to us on a platter, has made it so easy. Let us understand and take this easy deen and the simple basic things of our deen. Let them come into our lives, oh Allah. Bring us, and oh Allah, for that, let us realize that we have to go through this line of tasawwuf, and we have to go through the mashayikh, oh Allah, to whom our heart inclines, as soon as possible, connect us to them, oh Allah. And then let us follow this path and reach you, oh Allah. Oh Allah, bless us with your ma'rifat and your love, oh Allah. Bless us with the ma'rifat and love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and all our great and pious elders, oh Allah, from the time of the Sahaba, right through till today, O Allah. O Allah, we have no words, we have no gestures, we have no nothing, no language that we can thank you, O Allah, that you connected us with ulama-i haq, with ulama-i diyoban, O Allah, that you gave us such great mashayikh, O Allah, and such great ulama, O Allah. O Allah, you have put everything in front of us. Let us not be blind, O Allah. Let not our lust and our greed blind us, O Allah. Let not our lust and our greed overtake our brains. And O Allah, let them not put a blanket over our brains and our heart. Let us see this clear path you have given us, and let us tread this path, O Allah. O Allah, give us that noor of iman. Give us that light of yaqeen, O Allah. O Allah, let us enjoy sunnats, O Allah. Let us follow the sunnats and enjoy them, O Allah. Let us cherish the beautiful life Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has given us. Let us cherish that life our akabir and our ulama have blessed us with, O Allah. Let us not put a camouflage of this dunya's life and just put a little bit of deen here and there, and just decorate the cake with deen, and inside is all dunya, O Allah. Let the reality of deen come into our lives. Let us be sincere to ourselves, O Allah. Let us be sincere with our reality of maut, O Allah. Let us not be beguiled and fooled by this temporary glitter and glamour of this dunya, O Allah. Let us not follow the West blindly and go where they have gone. Let us follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Guide us with every righteousness, O Allah. O Allah, help the Muslims of the world. Help the Muslims of Syria. Help the Muslims of Egypt, of Iraq, of Afghanistan, of Palestine, of the whole world, O Allah. Help the Muslims, O Allah. O Allah, give superiority and give a rulership to the Muslims and to Islam in the whole world, O Allah. O Allah, we all desire this. And O Allah, we ourselves live the lives of the kuffar. Our education is their education. Our lifestyle is their lifestyle. What they cherish, we cherish. And then we say we want Islam to flourish in the world. Make us genuine and sincere, O Allah. Let us understand, remove jahalat, remove confusion from our minds. Oh Allah, let us see the true light in the true, in the light of the true way, oh Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil